Blog Talk Radio.
Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality.
What's going down, fam? It's all gravy in the nation. Shouts out to the Southern Root Radio. Always going, ain't going to keep it going on with that information. Today we're going to be dealing with a topic that's tied to religious circles and shit like that. But I ain't going to hold no goddamn punches on shit today. We're dealing with the flood that never happened. Again, we're dealing with the flood that never fucking happened. Oh, yeah, we're digging in. We're digging in hard and heavy. So first thing first, let me go ahead and get these commercial breaks on out the way. I know I'm an hour and some change behind, But I'm gonna fill y'all in on that. Matter of fact, I'm fill you in on it right now. Before we even go to commercial breaks, today morning, I lost a dear close friend of mine today. The brother set foot on soil, or United States soil, back in 1975. He was born on October 31st. We go by here, we give him his street creditability as the name Tough Rat, but long story short, the King, he got daughters, he got family and things of that nature, but long story short, he passed away this morning, and it kind of caught me off guard because when I came on the block, and the Fifth Street Warriors and Soldiers know who they are. But long story short, I came on the block today, and this is like around, like, let's say, give or take, like around 8, 7-ish. And enough of the news slapped my ass right in the damn face, man. So long story short, that's the reason why I'm a little bit delayed behind as far as the show starting on the normal time, because I was over there issuing out my condolences to the family of my fallen comrade. But long story short, let's go ahead and kick into the commercial breaks. And after that, we finna start dropping sledgehammers on shit. I ain't holding no mercy. All y'all Bible people, take your ass the fuck on, because y'all gonna feel it today. Sorry. All that Noah shit finna get blown the fuck up out the goddamn water. But we gonna save the shit for how your eardrums need to soak that shit up. Don't make your feelings your best friend. Don't make your feelings your best friend. Again. We're gonna go to the commercial breaks. All right.
Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people. Advertising too much for your budget.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special. And also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation.
That's what's up. Support, always good to do a thing like that, you know what I'm saying? All right, we're going to be digging into this so-called information. Hold on, let's see who put me up here on the Facebook here. I had quite a bit of people hit me up on the Facebook, especially sending their condolences off to me, and I appreciate that. Long story short, we giving shots out to the fallen king. One of my elders passed away today, and just paying homage to one of my fallen kings. It was just not yesterday. I saw him yesterday, and he's no longer here. So that's for the reason why we kind of a little bit late with the show today, because I was out there pretty much trying to get things together as far as with his family and just trying to get things together because you already know the next step is going to start taking place as far as with the wake and the funeral and all that good stuff. So it's the time and just being there for people and when they need that support and making sure that their minds and their hearts in the right place, opposed to just thinking on the negative and, you know, should have, could have, and would have, and all that good stuff. But nonetheless, that's what we're digging into with today. We do be digging with the topic of the day. Basically, we're going to be breaking down what we call the flood never happened. Now, with bringing up this information, matter of fact, before we even go into that, let us bring up our, here it is. Let us bring up a current event. I'm sorry, not current events, but more or less like our current news. And one of them, actually we have two of them. But long story short, both are by the Kia report that was put out the other day. Shouts out to the Queen. And we're going to go ahead and introduce two of them to you. And the Queen brought to my attention. Shout goes out to her. The first thing was pretty much dealing with a economical race where people, based on their ethnic and their background, they're given certain privileges and they just don't see it. Well, today, tonight, however, you're going to see it. So let me go ahead and just put it on that there first and foremost. It's basically dealing with a understanding of privilege and how it's done on the economic system or economical race. But here we go.
Shoulder to shoulder, take off your backpacks. Basketball, line up, we're about to race. Hey, we are racing for $100 bill. The winner of this race will take this. $100 bill. Before I say go, I'm going to make a couple statements. If those statements apply to you, I want you to take two steps forward. If those statements don't apply to you, I want you to stay right where you're at. Take two steps forward if both of your parents are still married. Take two steps forward if you grew up with a father figure in the home. two steps forward if you had access to a private education. Take two steps forward if you had access to a free tutor growing up. Take two steps forward if you've never had to worry about your cell phone being shut off. Take two steps forward if you've never had to help mom or dad with the bills. Take two steps forward if it wasn't because of your athletic ability, you don't have to pay for college. Take two steps forward if you never wondered where your next meal was going to come from. I want you guys up here in the front just to turn around and look. Every statement I've made has nothing to do with anything any of you have done. Has nothing to do with decisions you've made. Everything I've said has nothing to do with what you've done. We all know these people up here have a better opportunity to win this $100. Does that mean these people back here can't race? No. We would be foolish to not realize we've been given more opportunity. We don't want to recognize that we've been given a head start. But the reality is we have. Now, there's no excuse. They still got to run their race. You still got to run your race. But whoever wins this $100, I think it'd be extremely foolish of you not to utilize that and learn more about somebody else's story. Because the reality is, if this was a fair race and everybody was back on that line, I guarantee you some of these black dudes would smoke all of you. And it's only because you have this big of a head start that you're possibly going to win this race called life. That is a picture of life, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing you've done has put you in the lead that you're in right now. When I say go, on your mark, get set, go. If you didn't learn anything from this activity, you're a fool.
And then as I key a report for the first part of it, I'm going to go with the second part. And it's very crucial that y'all comprehend, understand, overstand, and understand it, as my brother Big O would say, that you would take heed to this goddamn information that's about to come to y'all, especially you dumbass females and you dumbass niggas out there who want to sit here and, you know, put money before your goddamn people. This going to be a wake-up call to your stupid ass. Here we go.
Yeah. These two bills right here. Tell me what's the difference with these two bills.
One's old and one's new, is it?
Yes, most definitely true. One is old and one is new.
Okay.
It's crazy, too. When I look at it from the back, this shit looking crazier. With the light going through it, oh, man. Well, all right. Let me not get lost in my new discoveries. Put you on. Look. This bill right here, notice on the top, it says Federal Reserve Note.
Yeah, the birthday right? Shit.
Yeah, you already know this is the one. This is the one everybody would rather have.
Yeah.
But let me teach you something real quick. Look at this one. Why it says Silver Certificate?
Silver Certificate.
Yeah, why it says that? That's what it's saying right now. Why this one is saying Federal Reserve Note and this one is a Silver Certificate? What's that about?
Damn.
I'm going to have to let you know in a minute. Let's keep looking at this, though. Look, notice on the bottom it says, this bill is redeemable in silver.
What?
You see that?
What that mean?
That basically means that with this dollar right here, you can get real silver in return. And from what I know, silver is going for $100 an ounce right now. So, if you could get 3 ounces of silver for this $1, I guess this dollar's worth 300 of these.
Oh.
Which is weird. How can this $1 right here be worth 300 of these?
Come on, so you're saying, let me see some shit. This is a fucking Federal Reserve note.
Yeah, that's
so
what,
basically you're saying this is a fucking, just a note, like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And that's a certificate.
Yeah, basically like
from the bank, like a real stamp certificate.
Yeah, it's a real note. This has real history, and this is
this is just like just like this, like they just made a whole bunch of notes. And they're not certificates, they're just notes.
It's like Monopoly money.
Oh.
Pretty much. This is real money. You feel me? This is what a real dollar would look like. And if somebody wanted to create fake money, this is what it would look like. To be honest, it would just say it's a note. It wouldn't say that it's silver or gold, which are the original things that we traded from the beginning, you know? The barter system. People would carry gold to your house so you could give them some beans, some rice, you know? That's how it worked. But then we came out with this. We said, yo, I can't be carrying gold to the nigga house, man. I need something that represents the gold. So they made these, you know, silver and gold certificates to represent the gold they had at home. You gave it to the dude, let him know, yo, let me get some rice. You know, you got this. That represents the silver I got.
So they have those? They have those in, like, they have $1 bills and gold certificates?
Yeah, they actually do. And that will be worth more than what this one's worth. I'm sure of that. But let's fall back on track. They have a new substitute for the bill itself, so it will make you wonder what happened. If trading was really supposed to be worth anything, if I'm going to give you anything, if I'm going to put the time in to give you anything, I want real valuables back. So I can't really figure out why this one has any value at all if it's not backed by anything. It's just a note. You know what I mean?
So, basically saying you can't.
It has nothing behind it.
Yeah, so it's just a piece of paper to you, and that right there, you could just get like $300 off of it in freaking silver, like.
Yeah, like when it comes to this dollar is now the representation of money. If I were to do what I can do with this dollar and get my silver, when I sell the silver, for some reason I can get 300 of these in today's economy. So that lets me know that there's something going on with this bill. And this bill right here is damaging our riches. Like, it's stealing from us. Because with just one of these, I can get 300 of these. So why am I getting more of these? Where are these at? Who got these?
Certificates. Who had the certificates?
Somebody got these. Now, I'm lucky to have it. The way I got it was phenomenal. It was a crazy story. But where are those? You know what I mean?
Where are the certificates?
And
why does everybody have these fucking notes in their pockets? Like, it's just pieces of paper, like walking around with pieces of paper. Like for all that, I could just freaking draw it up myself, like I draw shit on a fucking
exactly.
paper.
But the problem is everybody's been tricked into believing that this dollar really has something behind it. It doesn't. It says it right on it. But they don't educate you on these things in school, so how are you ever supposed to know? Which makes you wonder about school. Why the fuck they not teaching me this? This is what I want to know. I want to know how I can get money the right way and the fast way. Instead of killing myself for a bunch of these, just give me a few of these. Like, if my grandmother would have saved me 520s from when she was growing up, I think I've been good right now. Because, you know, these ain't working. Got to check into that.
Check those up real quick, yeah.
Check it out. You know what I mean? So it's all a game.
Federal Reserve note.
What's crazy is that there's also a $5 bill. There's a 5, there's 10, there's hundreds. So like, you could get your hands on
those. Blue certificate.
You're lucky.
Blue stamp.
Yeah, it's a blue and green. The green shit you don't want. You want that blue shit.
Blue, green stamp. There's that doodle money.
You want a red or a blue stamp? That's how you know when the shit is really Democrat or Republican.
Yo, this shit looks so different now to me. At first, this shit looked the same, but I was just like,
one
it just look old, but it's not even that it looks old. This looks more official, like.
I'm not checking out, though. This is what bugged me out. This shit got perfect dimensions. Like, whoever's designing this, they designed it so good that this one looks fake because it's not perfect in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the white.
Maybe because it's old, though.
Nah, I dig that. And that's just to let you know, like, don't be fooled. Just because it looks weird don't mean it's fake. is more real than this perfect bill. It looks perfect, but it's missing a lot of information, the most important. And that's right here, bro. Just let them see it. This shit don't got no information on the bottom. This one tells you. In silver, payable to the bearer on demand. That basically means if you go up to the right treasury that understands what this bill represents, you can get your silver straight up. And we all know, gold is going for $1,000 an ounce, silver is going for $100, and that's why they buy gold in the cashier. That's where the real money's at. So stay focused, get your money up. When it comes to them credit cards is worse than this. Because the money's not even there. They just put numbers in a card and make you think that this is actually in the card. No, it's just numbers that are worse than this. It's in thin air. Feel me? So you're doing them credit card scams, pulling these out. You're just helping the problem. You're just helping these get lost. You need these, bro. You ain't talking these, you ain't getting money. And I only got one. I'm hype. I'm hype. Fuck these shits. You already know what it is. Yeah. These two bills are here.
All right. I had to stop it right there. But that's pretty much our IKEA report. Clear as cut, clean cut and raw. There ain't much you can really pretty much say about the second one. Because it explains to you how they're able to stay on top, triple the profit. Meanwhile, at the bottom of the barrel, you got these, whether it be a female or a male, good niggas who want to act stupid and raw. Hey, it is what it is, man. Nonetheless, that's not our focus for the night. Our focus for the night, we're dealing with the floods never happened. And we came up with serious evidence that links to why it didn't happen. So for y'all who think it happened, I salute you. Think a flood happened with Noah, I salute you. But there's the one problem that you avoid. What they call cave sickles or stalagmite. You don't see that shit in every case. So if a flood took place, why that shit not in every case? See, that's the start to it. Addition to that, you take a look at the Native Indian map, the Native American map. Don't nobody want to come and give, you know, the opposition credibility. Unless that's what it is. But I was kind of analyzing these areas on the map. Well, I'm looking at with these waterfalls. But nonetheless, even if you're looking in the United States, there are a whole bunch of them out west. There are a few around the Appalachian Mountains. There's a few of them below in the Caribbean. And the outskirts area of South America, as well as a point that's below Brazil. If you go take a look over here in Asia, India is actually caked up with it. And also China or Southeast China, they pretty much have it waterfalls in those areas as well. The Koreas and China, North China, they have it. Or if you want to link into Tokyo, that's another one as well. So, but these main regions are the ones where you have this volcano activity. Now, mind you, I don't see anything in North America. I don't see anything in Russia. That means we got a problem. And I've calculated all the way back to the 1400s. But nonetheless, we're dealing with a blanket here, and somebody's covering up a hit. Well, see, I'm noticing two different types of patterns of waterfalls. That's what got me broken on this whole situation to begin with. And let me explain it to you first and foremost, reason why, so and thus, and all that good stuff. All right, let me see. Okay. So, long story short, when dealing with discharge of water, it seems like there's only three things that come to play. You have what's like a rock, or more like a canyon or a cliff or a valley. The discharge of water flows from up top. But here's the problem to all that. The discharge of water will create a crystal-like formation at the roof area of whatever however. All right, so point being is we're looking at two different types of waterfalls here. Even though I said three with the geysers, you have the stream surface that deals with a stream-like effects that mutate or that transfer into waterfalls. And then you have what's a territorial or selective a discharge where it's involving hot gases, making sure that the water don't press against the tectonic plates or any other open field area. So mind you, that means that somebody purposely activated for the land to go down. And judging by the way on the map, and like it's pointing right over there in Hawaii or French Polynesia, either or, it's taking you there. It's taking you there. But more or less, even important, what breaks it down even more to show you that there's no cave dweller there. There's no someone who deals with the surface on a heavy magnitude of muscles. That's not them. They deal with smart and conception. Smart and conception. But the thing that we're looking at more or less is the fact that there's these icicles or even sickles itself that don't rely on ice. How come these materials are selective and what type of cave they're in? In other words, how come every cave ain't rocking? See that? Most definitely we'll be dealing with a part two tomorrow on this, if not Hardcore Tuesday. I know Mama McKeesh needs to come in and most definitely want to hit her information up as well. But salt mines, we all know that the discharge of salt, depending on what it is, it can convert into rubies and all kind of other things. And that's what we're looking at when it comes to him every day, all day. The female who... But nonetheless, I was looking at some other artifacts. Another thing that caught my attention, we have what was called the large salt crystals that they still doing some research on, but it's in certain areas of around the globe where it deals with salt mines or even salt crystals. And that's fine, very confusing, because if there was a flood that took place on the planet, how you account for the other two people supposed to be on the planet with, you know, with the rest of the squad? Just something to think about. But more or less, you have a crystal mine, and we all know that based on compounds and different type of other compounds, it's going to mutate into what? Gems or whatever else to your delight. So, I mean, Queen, if you want somebody to do something, please, by all means, help out. Don't just say, oh, it's up to the man only, leaving responsibility, I'm going to cut the wing. For real? Another thing I'm going to probably bring up to, if not tomorrow, the following day, location of where these particular people came from. They're supposed to be soldiers of one end when they turned around and became a soldier of another end, which finds very confused. But nonetheless, they did it. Let's see. The other thing that gave away to me was the stalagmite. Stalagmite is another thing that caught my attention, and we're trying to figure out why someone is keep putting a blockage on information. Well, nonetheless, I want to tie this whole thing into play. If you want to take a look at the Telum, again, the same group that, you know, whoever they talk, they talk. But long story short, this group deals with cave dwelling, also all types of communication to assess cave functionality. So where we were thinking it taking us a year to do something, they taking it half a year, even a quarter year. But stalagmites are not in every cave. Not how they should be if they relate to salt. Hot spring water, that's another thing, another issue that shows that, you know, whenever they're talking over the regular nation, they need to go back to the chalkboard on. All right, you got hot spring water. Hot spring thermal application. I mean, if you take a look at the Noah Ark, that's just nothing more than a damn Japanese or Viking ship. So when we take a look at these areas, if I put the map out there already on Facebook, but these maps of different different types of area that where water can easily piss itself into the circulation of water. From that point, we would understand whether it was trauma or anything else. Got a few areas around here where it's not along the border, but more or less, bulk of it is around the border, people. So we wonder why we're getting all these earthquakes and all different type of pressurization when the animal itself is tied to what? Scorpion. This is just part one to this series. More or less part two. Boy, look at here. That's what they're up against. Speed, speed, speed. Reason I'm having technical difficulty with the stuff I want to do here. For some odd reason, they let me prop up my loads like how I need to. And what a certain images that dealt with the audio. But we're going to have to work these kink outs to see what's going on. I just was trying to image all this stuff together, but long story short, basically, when you have a flood, people, the water got to dissipate by going to the ground. Thus, it's going to channel all kind of, different types of elements to the ground tied to it. But you don't see that happening in every cave, now, do you? You don't see these stellar lights or anything like that hanging from the bottom of it. Why? Because some effect of it all, it didn't happen all over the place. Like they claim it did. You claim the flood was universal when it wasn't. And we've proven it now because why? The layer lights are not in every cave. Oh, they chopped them down. They didn't chop all of them down. So quit lying. Gang. Everything designed was a gang. Again, where is the dragon that's supposed to be in the ark? Y'all ain't gonna find one there because the animal is anti, group wise or whatever. But point being is, it wanna eat from the flesh, so all it takes is one bite with its venom. It's gonna put everything out bit by bit by bit. But anyway, like I said, that's one aspect of it right there. Like I said, you got a flat surface waterfall where you got streams or river, whatever, and it comes to an end. We got all that. But for this shit right here where it's just popping up out of the sky, or you got geysers and shit like that, that's somebody trapping the water for it to be a certain spot. That's it. That makes no sense. But nonetheless, it's done. It's being done. Salt mines, you have crystallization or crystals just abroad, even in the Caribbean. Why don't see him do it with that? Again, making money off you know who. It is what it is. Let's see, I'm only going to do an hour with this show tonight. I got 13 minutes left in the show. So I'm going to be doing a part two of this tomorrow as well. It's just I'm a little bit fatigued because of what happened earlier today. Again, a shot goes out to Tough Rat. King lived to see his birthday. And and a whole lot of other things. He just didn't quite make it to the end of the year. But, you know, a shot goes out to him. It is what it is. So, not, no. Most definitely, I will be back on tomorrow. Queen, Mama Keith is going to be bringing that information dealing with herbs and whatnot. And she's going to be going in like she always do. I just want to do like a little briefer before I start to go in with this situation tomorrow. But at least you got a clear understanding of what you're dealing with. And, hey, all I can say is keep it together, keep it tight, keep it right. Don't break the Harriet Tubman rule, baby. I love it. But once again, the flood never happened, people. Not every cave out there is born, you know, with lacking something like how it's supposed to be lacking. Sorry. This is delay your lights is supposed to be showing from anything that's dealing with aquatic science because the roof is going to display what was last being presented in that spot. Y'all sit here and want to take it away, put a spin, a remix on it, and do a thing y'all way. We ain't knocking. Hey, they ain't how it is. Once again, people, the flood never happened. Who the hell was cutting the genes of these animals? Wasn't y'all. Okay, we're approaching about, what is it, 10 minutes left in this thing. I'm only going to do, like I said, an hour of work tonight. I'm kind of missing my comrade. She's not in place right now. Way to go, Queen, but it is what it is. She went on vacation. So, you know, long story short, can I bring everything in the coordinate of all three? Nonetheless, like I said, we'll be on tomorrow. Be a little bit early in the day. But when we go with this part two, the flood never happened. Gotta give shots out to the mutants who put this whole game up, a friendly little game. But hey, the person says it's all yours, it's all yours. Details sign here. All right. More or less, like I said, I'll be on tomorrow with more details and whatnot. Just got caught a little bit off guard with this information. They got hit me with headquarters and a fallen comrade. But nonetheless, I got to do what I can to be a brother keeper of mine. I said I was going to do it, so I'm going to stick to it. All right? All right. Okay. So most definitely, like I say, this just was an hour still for the day. But we're going to be almost definitely tomorrow full-fledged and making it happen. So always understand that we following those out there who mean well with the thought and the understanding of righteousness. You gotta watch out for a lot of these people out here who don't mean you no good. They wanna act like they cool with you when they're not. It's up for you to figure it out. I was looking at a few of these pictures out here that they have. But once we go into depth with it, here's the transaction that we see. We have basically salt that transitions into crystallization from what we know from the salt. But once you start adding minerals and compounds, thus it turns into gems, rubies, all that shit. That compression of crystallization on top of compression of crystallization. So we're going to start understanding why, you know, back in the days, well, I won't say back in the days, but during a certain time history in college football, people were using one-handed techniques to catch things. And boy, 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 when they had a chance to sit here and catch something, and DB back was turned, hey, it makes beautiful things happen. Well, it's more or less how the same thing with the attributes of chemicals and whatnot, because based on the alcohol leverage that's being displayed around you, it's up what a person can handle, what they can't handle. If they can't handle it now, that's something different. Hasta luego. See the ass out the door with a hot dog. Hey, it is what it is. But shit like this, they keep from you. Now, I already posted up a lot of stuff right here on the Facebook profile, people. So whenever you get a chance, check it out. Check it out, please, though. That being said, all right, we got 5 minutes left in the thing. Go ahead and kick this thing off on there. Let me rephrase that on that one. My bad, people. Getting close to that power hour. We're going to freeze up on the power hour tonight. We got to dig in. Shot goes out to Black Sheep, Mama Keith. Free trade, baby. Making it worse. Again, the flood never happened. These things you call icicles. AKA Shalaya Light. The motherfuckers gonna let that shit fall on top of their head. What's wrong with y'all? I'm gonna show you. Ain't got it in order. Might as well snatch it up with a problem. Less, like I said, there are only a few receivers out there with minimal yards compared to what they have. It just ain't gonna play. Everything wants to be a game behind the game, but nonetheless, gotta make it happen. Never happened. Ever since caves feel that information. Unless it's true. Most definitely, like I said, we'll be on tomorrow. Same back channel, same back channel. Black Sunday, baby. Trying to keep things happening. Non-stop. Again, people, keep the rhythm going. Always just been studying and always question that knowledge. The flood never happened like they said it did. That information is territory. There's no separation in the king list in Africa. There's no separation as far as the old men, the Nubia, as far as Congo and India. Got you, baby. Power move. Power move. I'm out. Peace, moon.
Get prepared. Get prepared. Yeah.
got the waterfall. Some shit busting out of the rock. That's not a waterfall. That's somebody diverting. Look at the good stuff going. Gang, gang. Halloween is over.
Definitely, baby, we're bringing some new improved information on here. How you wanna slice the pie? Make it happen.